Emergency podcast. It's Friday, September 30th. We're doing a special podcast. It's me. It's Jake Toole. It's Smitty. I'm the only person on this podcast not to win a ring. That's pretty sweet. feels good. We have to do this podcast today, obviously, because of what happened on the Hustler stream last night with Garrett and a new lady on the block. We'll just call her Robbie because that's her name. If you haven't seen it by now, basically – Garrett and Robbie were involved in a pretty big hand where on the turn. And Jake, if you want to just say the quick hand history, I'm sure that you'd be better at that than I am historically, as you are. But on the turn, she gets it all in with Jack High against his combo draw. And when the hands are flipped over, Garrett basically, he doesn't lose his mind, but he loses his mind as much as Garrett can. And he caught her. He said that she cheated. No two ways about it. He said, you cheated. He released a big statement on his Twitter saying that she cheated. He doesn't know how she cheated. and then the other side of it is she's extremely amateur. He's a world-class player. Mm-hmm. She made up all sorts of excuses. And we can get into it. This is why I believe her. When I do something stupid at the poker table, I just throw around the word blockers also. I go, I had blockers. I don't know what it means. I just say it. And it sounds smart. So she started throwing around the word blockers. She changed her story a few times. First, she put him on ace high, even though she had jack high. That didn't make any sense. And then she claimed she thought she had a pair, but she didn't misread her hand.
Hey, let's just I just want to slow down for a second.
Cliff notes. That's the
summary. I mean, we can get right back into that, but just so everybody knows, like the real action that kind of blew everything up was the turn action where it goes, it's
10-9 2 clubs.
10-9-3. With the 10-9 of clubs. Garrett has 7-8 of clubs. Robbie has jack of clubs 4.
She got a blocker.
Garrett bets 10,000. She min raises to 20,000 in position after calling the flop. And Garrett goes all in for 126,000 effective. And then she calls. Just keep going, but just so everybody, like, that's the most important.
Is she not an insta call either? She tanked for a little bit. Give her a little bit of credit.
Okay. Or is that part of the act?
Look, I don't see how she'd be cheating there. If that was the river, okay. She makes the call, maybe, some way, somehow. If that was a situation where Garrett's bluffing with the diaper, like 3-2 offsuit, no clubs, and you're more statistically able to win with jack high. Okay. She was only a 55% chance to win.
No, she wasn't. Hand. She was a dog.
Oh, yeah. And she was a 45% chance to win. He was 55. So why would you call in that position when you're essentially a coin flip?
And that's so I don't get the cheating. She starts, Smitty. Maybe she knew the run out. Maybe she knew the auto shuffler. There's all sorts of conspiracies flying around. None really hold a ton of weight. And Smitty, 100% agree with you. If you're going to cheat, that's not the spot to cheat in.
No.
Unless you want people to think that you're cheating and, you know, people wouldn't know that you're.
I mean, if she was like, look, we're talking about an amateur. I don't know anything about her background. I don't know anything. Like, she seems rich, willing to be able to spew some money around. The way she was explaining stuff, if she is some, you know, mastermind running a Thomas Crown affair at the poker table, fucking good for her. Okay? Right. Like, after that act, good for her.
Yeah. First of all, to me, I mean, a lot of people in the community have been very quick to say there's just no way she wasn't cheating. In this hand specifically, like if you're cheating and you know, let's go with Garrett's, theory and his statement that, you know, a possible way to cheat would be something kind of simple where something buzzes if she has the best hand. So the buzzer goes off. She knows she has the best hand with jack high on the flop. She knows she still has the best hand with jack high on the turn. You don't try to get it all in.
Well,
have the cards on their backs when you in this scenario, because you kind of like if she was like a reasonable cheater, she would know that, like, at the very least, like, he's going to have a hand that has a lot of equity when he three bets the turn all in. So like the only play that I see is for her to just go all in on the turn. If she is cheating and she knows for sure that she has the best hand, then she just goes all in. Like, she doesn't have it's like she avoids two things. She avoids the actual confrontation of having to win and hold. And she avoids any accusations like this. Like, people have ran no equity bluffs. They run it every day. Like, it's happened on stream, it's happened off, like, it happens in poker every single day. Someone just says, fuck it, I'm all in, like, goes for it. And you completely avoid that. Maybe there's like still a little bit of suspicion from that hand, but there's absolutely no
repercussions. She didn't bluff, she called.
Yeah.
Doesn't that change it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just like the way.
I'm saying, if she was really a cheater that had, you know, kind of organized and orchestrated this elaborate scheme to like have this information, there's just no way that, in my mind, that she would do anything but go all in on the turn. So the fact that she like min raises and then calls, it's really fucking weird. Still, it's like anytime I start to like stray towards thinking one way, I kind of just come back towards the middle, because neither really makes sense to me. And you know, Nate, you and I were talking, and what I said is, I've seen, and I feel like this has kind of been regurgitated, but I've seen plenty of shit like this from really, really inexperienced, you know, borderline like mega whale players, where they'll just call off. You know, they'll call off. You know, it's on like a king high board with eight high, no draw. Like, I've seen it. It doesn't happen that often, but I've seen it. There's definitely some psychology into that, like kind of how she was reacting after, which was a little weird, definitely shady, but kind of like sticky to Garrett, saying like, I'm not gonna let you bully me. Like, I've seen you do this, I've seen you do that. Which would kind of be an explanation for her to just be like, fuck it, like, I'm rich, I don't care. Why
did she say that? Like,
I don't know.
She gave the money back.
Well, okay, so I think a big part is she wants to be known as a good player. So when she makes this bad call with the Jack Four, she then tried to explain it in poker terms that she didn't really understand.
Agreed.
And because she didn't want to look stupid, but in turn,
she was basically me trying to talk there.
Yeah, it's like me and you, like trying to like explain why we did something. And I think that's what she was doing, because she wants to look good. And it just made her look worse because she didn't know what she was saying, when in reality, she should have been like, I don't know what I'm doing. I like, if she really wanted to get away with it, she like, look, I don't know what I'm doing. This is my third time on stream. I've seen you bully people. I didn't want to get bullied. That's the end of it.
And like, I think it's hard for most of the community to understand that, kind of understand the perspective of what I'm about to say doesn't even make sense, which is such a mind fuck, but I'm going to say it anyways. And then I'm going to say why it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Like, understand the reasoning of like someone who is such an amateur that they don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. If she calls and Garrett has king queen of clubs, it's kind of like, okay, well, what the fuck is going on? Like, why did she do that? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, she was doing it because a four of diamonds is coming out on the river. Go ahead.
Sure, right. That's kind of maybe more suspect. I don't know. But the reason that doesn't make any sense either is she may be inexperienced, but she still has some experience. I mean, I saw Sam Grafton saying he got heads up in a $1,500 WSOP shootout with her like several years ago, several years ago. He said she's made some unconventional play. Like, she was basically saying she was pretty bad or like, you know, unconventional. By the way,
if someone ever says you play unconventionally, they're saying you suck.
Not always, but yeah, a lot of the time. So like the logic that she just like that she doesn't understand that she's like losing to so many hands that he's semi bluffing with, and that she's like, that she doesn't like understand like the hand rankings or like the implication of like how like the ranges work out there. Like that's not a plausible explanation either, because she might be bad, she might be inexperienced, but she still has experience.
All right, so Jake, this is where it gets dicey for me, because first she says, I put you on ace high, and he goes, then why would you call it jack high? She has no answer. Then she says she misread her hand and she thought she had a pair of threes, which she, that contradicts everything else she said, where she goes, why do you give me that, you give me that much credit or whatever, and she double checks her hand like 10 times during the hand. There's no way she misread her hand. So she was going down the excuses, and then she finally tweets, I read the man and made a hero call after he after he shoves on a turn brick card. Get over it.
Yes.
So
yes.
that's the first time I was like, why didn't you just say that from the beginning? No. Even though it's not true. Shouldn't read him. Like, there is we don't know what was going through her brain. And that tweet makes me go back the other way. Like, you only say something so absurd if you were cheating. Like, it's just like everything she says makes me go one way, and everything he says makes me go the other way. It's so strange.
No, like, Nate, I think you hit it spot on at the beginning. First of all, she came back and had that tweet once like the air cleared. She probably talked to some people.
Yeah.
People were fucking own it at this point. But yeah, you're spot on. She was just shitting her pants. She didn't know what to say when the situation was going down, and she tried to throw out a couple cute poker words, realized she was fucked, and just got quite possibly the most lucky that we've ever seen in a live stream.
It was me after punting the main telling Jake that I had to take the spot. That's what it was.
It was a million times worse than that.
I also think that there's definitely something like after it happened and after Garrett had left, you know, she kept talking. She just kept like, kind of like, I don't want to say like running her mouth, but she was like kind of rubbing it in. She became a lot more confident.
But Jake, that also breeds into, I mean, you're looking at a former professional liar here. Like, when you get caught in a lie, like, you just keep on going. Like, you George Costanza, you fucking run with it.
I think it's easy for that to happen in that environment, because really the only like outspoken person there was Garrett, and Andy was pretty quiet. I don't even know if Phil was there anymore. And then the rest of the table is really just amateurs who are like, don't really understand like the implications of what's going on. I don't know. I don't know if that like makes someone that knows that she cheated, I don't know if that makes her like more confident because she thinks she like very clearly got away with it, or if she was kind of just like boosted up by this, like false sense of like, holy shit, I can't believe you just like owned him there.
So what happens is Garrett darts his eyes around like a madman for about 3 minutes, because he's so cool, calm, and collected all the time at the table. He doesn't really tilt. And finally, he just like blurts out. He's like, I need to know what just happened. And that's and none of her excuses make sense. He leaves the table and he goes and has a conversation with Ryan Feldman, who runs the stream, runs the game. And he agreed that the three of them should have a conversation. So it's Garrett, Robbie, and Ryan Feldman. I'll just read what he said. Most of that off-camera conversation was more of her going on and on, trying to justify the play in a way that came across very incriminating. Ryan then tried explaining to her that it wasn't us she needed to convince, as it was about to go viral. I then said, Robbie, this is about to be viewed by millions of people. Her face clearly melted once I said this, fully realizing for the first time what she had gotten herself into. And then I continued, I think you know now, you fucked up. At this point, we were all about to start walking back toward the stage, as I didn't know what else to do at that point. And she says to me, do you want me to pay you back what you lost in the hand? Knowing A, this was likely the closest I would get to a confession, and B, how impossible it is to get refunded in these cheating scandals, possible being the best example, I took her up on the offer. Ryan neither encouraged nor discouraged her from doing this.
I would take that as she got embarrassed again, and she didn't want to get embarrassed in front of millions of people. She thought she can get away with looking like a moron, and she thought paying the money back would not have him, quote, bully her anymore.
I don't think her paying him back makes her look more or less like a cheater. I think what I tweeted, and I think is the my best take I've ever had. I think she's so rich. She's like, if I give you this fucking money, will you shut up? Like, she didn't want to deal with it. I don't think she wanted to get, if she didn't cheat, I don't think she wanted to get herself into this situation. I think she felt very uncomfortable. People are calling Garrett like sexist. I don't think it matters that she's a woman. She just happens to be. I don't think he's such a robot. Like, I don't think he cares like gender or anything.
The funniest part about all this is just when Garrett was just like, well, I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, like he is like
shit.
It's all binary. It's like funny or not funny. Like he that's just how he lives. So I don't think her pain is an indictment of guilt. I think it looks odd. If you really stood up for yourself, be like, I won that hand fair and square, you wouldn't give a refund. So it looks shady as hell. But I mean, people are weird. You like people's brains react to situations so strangely that I don't think her giving a refund means as much as other people do.
Jake? Well, I think we can all agree that at the very least, it doesn't mean it's not more suspect than the actual hand itself. You know, it's like, what more could she really do at that point? Like it's optics wise. Yeah. It's not great. Like she probably wishes she didn't do that. She probably also didn't think Garrett was going to say yes. like she probably,
to throw around, he 100% thinks that she cheated. Like he's not saying I'm wondering if she cheated. He's not questioning if something odd was going on. He's saying I know she cheated. Like that's huge.
So here's the biggest issue I have with all of this. Assuming she didn't cheat, which I don't think she did. She did cheat. Like it's quite possibly the worst thing for poker right now. And that's bad. Like it's
She's also the worst cheater in the history of anyone who's ever cheated in anything.
Yeah, but
I once bottom dealt myself aces versus my dad when we were. When I was 11 years old or 12 years old, and I thought that was the the single worst example of somebody trying to cheat. And
you thought you got him too?
No, I didn't. He caught me right away.
I hope he whipped your ass.
He sure did.
Who is that nerd coming after Barstool over the summer?
Chad.
No, not Norman Chad. The actual yes. The problem I have is it. Isn't she the type of person and people you want at the high stake poker players if you are Garrett? So why are you trying to bully her and say that she cheated when you don't have 100% substantial proof when in the long run, you want those type of people around. You want to grow the game. You want the fish in the tank.
Dude, that's kind of why it's so crazy, right? Is for him to just waver these allegations against her for cheating, like despite all of that, that's how like serious he is about this. Like that's how confident he is.
Yeah,
for him to be that confident, it's like even like the chess guy who won't even play that other guy, like Magnus won't play that other guy.
Yeah,
he still hasn't even been like I 100% know he's cheating, even though it's like pretty clear that that guy cheated him. Like Garrett at the table was like something's going on here, which is so out of character for him.
I honestly think it was just so absurd of a play that his synapses exploded at the speed of light and the robot couldn't handle it.
Yeah, but it was this
destruct button. It just went off. Jack four off suit.
It really is unbelievable. I mean, I can't like it's not like it's not like she raised the 20,000 and he like shoved for 35, you know, where she was like, ah, fuck it. Like, I don't have anything, but like, whatever, 15,000 more. Like this was a big raise. And he's right. It's not a poker hand. It's not something that happens.
So I was thinking about something else, Jake. She never once said, could you have 8-7? Like, is it possible? She didn't think through it. Like, if you're going to make that call, you should at least be like, are you playing the 7-deuce game? Do you have something like 8-7 here and you missed? Like, she didn't say any of that stuff out loud. when she flipped over her hand, she didn't let out any like, oh my God, I misread it. I thought I had a pair. She never let out any sign that she could even theoretically put him on an exact hand, like 8-7 of clubs, or she never let out any emotion like, holy shit, I thought I had a three. Like, she never ever did that. And that's why it's so suspicious. That's when I go back to the cheating, is it just the body language, the speech talk, none of it adds up. Like,
well, I completely agree with you. I mean,
okay, like, we need to go back and find if there's any footage of her actually playing where she is capable of putting him on those sort of hands.
I don't think there is based
on that hand. Okay.
Yeah.
So she does play, quote, unconventionally, and she fucking spews cash. And but she got caught up in a moment.
Unconventional would have been her shoving the turn, not Minray's calling the turn.
Then she plays a very unconventional.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point, though, because from as far as I know, I didn't watch the whole stream, but it's not like there were like a few examples of this, like of her kind of like making these possible like calls or folds, more importantly folds. I think there was a hand earlier where Garrett has queen four on king, queen nine, queen four or something. And he bets like 50,000 on the river and she's tanking with jack eight for jack high. And she folds. So there is like at least like a little bit of precedent of her kind of wanting to find these insane hero, some sort of hero move, whether it's calling or raising, versus him specifically. And she did end up folding. And again, I personally don't think it's like this elaborate mastermind cheating scandal where she's like, you know, like tanking there to make it seem like she's going to hero despite knowing that she's folding and knowing that she doesn't have the best hand, like if she is cheating. So like that is a single hand that like kind of at least somewhat supports that narrative of her just being like, fuck this guy. And like, I have a lot of money. Like, I don't care. And I certainly wouldn't hold a lot of weight to that anyways. As far as like Garrett's statement, he obviously feels like really confident, 100% confident that that cheating was going on. To me, it doesn't make any sense how he could be 100% positive that there's cheating, but then saying like it's 0% that Hustler is not involved and that he's friends with all those guys.
What's brutal, dude, is you can't be so confident that she cheated and then be so confident that it wasn't the Hustler people.
It would have to be an inside job.
Like, we love the Hustler people too, but you can't scream from the high heavens that she cheated with so much confidence, but then be like, well, it wasn't Hustler. Something's not adding up there, which makes me think he's acting for the first time maybe in his life overly emotionally and not thinking it through.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he's like confident in how he feels, but like the implication that there's no, you know, if that is true, that there's no involvement from Hustler. Obviously we're not saying, we're not saying that at all, but I think there will be an investigation. There has to be. I mean, Hustler should want there to be.
There has to be now.
It's like 99.9%.
They've already announced they're doing a full investigation.
Right, right. Like they have to for the sake of the game integrity for their future streams. Like, it's a big business that they're running, so
I'll say this. I don't think you can blame him for his reaction based on her speech play and her lying and stuff. I think she's also a terrible actress. She was trying to convince these people that she made some super duper high level poker play, and it was just not believable. And that just brought more shadiness to her than she really needed. And she has changed her story so many times. And I've watched White Sox Dave talk enough times to know that as Smitty, as you said before, once you start lying, you just keep going.
Oh yeah, you George Costanza. You try to find a way out and you just keep going deeper.
She just kept digging her own hole, and it made you just wanted to tell her like, shut up, like just like stop talking, like stop. And she wouldn't. But I don't think she cheated, but in 5 minutes, I could be convinced that she did. Like, there's this video of her taking off a ring and, like, kind of dropping it. Like, I don't
know. People already debunked that. She didn't take off the ring. She turned it in, like, the ring was facing the other way. The jewel was facing inside. She never turned it
just
off.
There's just weird stuff, and it – you can't –
I mean, we can't rule out, like, her having seen his cards somehow.
Sure. X-ray vision.
No, I mean, like, they're not directly next to each other. It looks like she's in maybe the 2 seat and he's in the 9 seat, but she's kind of like, it's not, I don't know. It's not.
But even if she saw her cards, are you calling in that position?
That's the funny part. She's still behind.
I would go all in on the turn. Of course. If I saw you at 7-8 of clubs, I'm just all in.
I will say, let's run with that theory that she saw his cards and she felt like kind of like not embarrassed, but like morally bad against it, so she just like did like this little cheeky min raise on the turn because like she didn't know what to do because she felt bad about seeing his cards. That's what's so funny about it is we can come up with reasons and scenarios and answers for pretty much anything. Like
this guy just went all in for $300,000 into an $85,000 pot with absolutely nothing. Like, do you really want to be min raising him on the turn if you know he has an open?
But that's the point, Jake. She doesn't know what she's doing.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She doesn't know. So it's either she's completely incapable and incompetent, or she's fucking Thomas Crown. Like, that's what it is. There's no in between here. And to be honest with you, Nate, I don't disagree with your notion that if it is cheating, maybe the river cards were known somehow.
There's people say like these auto shufflers can be programmed, but like you wouldn't choose that hand. That's what's so fucking stupid. Yeah,
okay, I got a logical explanation. She's in fact a time traveler.
That's what I'm saying.
Played the hand the night before and then went back and actually did it again.
I think X-ray vision, time traveling. I think this is all plausible. I'm not ruling anything out.
Time isn't linear, baby. It is not linear. I have no idea how that works.
Yep.
Like I've tried to understand other the fifth dimension or whatever. I cannot compute whatever. My brain melts instantly when I try to think of it. But maybe she is indeed a time traveler.
No, yeah, time is not confirmed linear. So you're onto something there. I don't know what Garrett does from here. I don't know if he walks it back. I don't know if he maintains 100% that she cheated.
He got his money back, and she's basically getting sewered all over the place. So he essentially wins.
I mean, it's kind of a sick. I mean, it's not fair, and I certainly don't think that he should get his money back, like, without real concrete, you know, proof of anything. But he basically got to, like, free roll that hand. I mean, right? He's like a 55% favorite.
On a double run out.
She ran it. Does running it twice make her look more or less like a cheater?
Hey, she knows what cards are coming.
I don't think it has makes a difference.
Well, I would say
unless she knows what the runout is.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
But she won both, so like she clearly doesn't know what the runout is.
Yeah, but then she's like, if I wanted all the money, why would I agree to run it twice? Well, you would agree to run it twice if you knew that you were going to win both times.
What?
Someone could like she could say, if I was cheating, I wanted all the money. Why would I run it twice? But then, if you know that you're going to win both times, you would have no problem running it twice.
Yeah, but then we're really getting into the next level of cheating. It's not like, oh, she has these like sunglasses on that, you know, show the car. That like that's like.
What do you think's more likely, time travel or that?
I mean, maybe time travel. Honestly, like time travel would just kind of be awesome.
Maybe she's like back. I mean, it's in Vegas. Maybe she lives at Area 51. And maybe now like they just tested time travel and it worked. I'm not ruling anything out. I think, Smitty, I think you're onto something here. Like, you might have cracked it.
Thank you. And she got Doc Brown down her pants.
Oh.
Full plutonium.
You did not.
Consensually.
Really. Consensually. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. What do you think happens now? I think they find no wrongdoing. I would be stunned if they found wrongdoing.
Yeah, no, I would be too.
Yeah, I mean, but like I would be too. But that's not even my like based on my opinion of whether she cheated or not. I just think it's like
yeah, two different.
It'd be impossible to find anything.
Yeah. Well, they need that ring first, but two very different things. Do they find wrongdoing, and does that sway public opinion? Like I feel like it's split. I don't feel like it's overwhelmingly she cheated or overwhelmingly she didn't. I think it's more like us, where people really have no clue what they just saw, and they see merit to both sides. And I think Garrett's reputation has a lot to do with it, where he would never go that crazy about something unless he was so positive about it. Or, I mean, we don't know what happened.
She quite possibly just broke his brain.
And I'm saying we don't know what's going on in his real life. Maybe that was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like maybe he had other shit going on and he was just like, I can't fucking deal with this anymore.
Maybe. I mean, right. I don't know. I just, we've had him on the show. Like it was great. Like we don't really know him other than our limited experience and seeing him on the stream and Twitter. So you never really know, but like based on how we do know him, like he is nothing but positive, nothing but composed. Like he wins a shit ton, but he doesn't win every session. And it's seemingly in his losing sessions, he handles them well, like kind of embraces the competition aspect of it. And just to see him like that was
weird.
I can't help but want to believe him. You know, I don't know if I do, but that's the thing. It's like every time I go towards that, I just start coming back the other way, and then I get too far towards she didn't cheat, and I'm like, well, it's fucking weird. So
yeah,
it's weird from your perspective of a poker player.
Her lies just don't add up. That's what, like, they just don't. Like,
of course they don't. They're lies.
I guess if each lie is independent of the other and they don't have to, like, agree with each other, sure. But it's so odd. It's just, why didn't she say what? Because she did tank. And maybe she was, like, okay, let's say she was cheating. She tanks to make it appear like she has a hard decision to make and she doesn't know the cards, blah, 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 blah. Why wouldn't she do any sort of like, oh, I just don't think you have it type of act? Like she just, it, like none of her shtick added up to the result, which also makes me think she didn't cheat. Like it just keeps going back and forth. It's no wonder Garrett's brain broke. Did someone change his oil? Like it's. I'm getting a headache thinking about it.
Good for her.
Do you think this hurts the Hustler Games reputation?
I think the worst thing about the Hustler Game reputation would be if there is cheating. There is cheating. I think they're
yeah, but
across the board.
Oh, everybody's screwed. Everybody's screwed if there is. Yeah.
Yeah, but
their game integrity is. I mean, they've really worked pretty hard on their security. I mean, I know when Greg played, they take your cell phone. They put them in bags. You have no access to it while you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a multiple hour delay, I think.
If there's no cheating, which there 99.9% is none, or you can't find it, at least this is an automatic win for poker. This is great.
It's like reality TV.
Yeah. Bad for Garrett.
Bad for Garrett, win for poker. But that's what I mean. Like, if him bullying her out to not want to play again is bad for his bottom line, he should want her at every single game.
Not if she's cheating, though.
Not if she's cheating. Yeah, right. But you're right. I mean, I know what you're saying, and you're right. Yeah, like, but that's kind of, it's, Nate, you said this earlier. It's like, he knows that. Garrett knows that.
Yeah.
Like, he's smart. He knows that, like, him losing these kind of like funny, like kind of outrageous pots, whether there's, you know, bluffs gone awry or, you know, bad calls made versus huge fish. Like, I'm just going to say how it is, you know, call it how it is. Most of these games are Garrett and like Andy and then like a bunch of really bad players.
Yeah.
And it's amazing for them and it's fun. It's entertaining. And he knows all this. So like for him to kind of immediately go there in that opposite direction is pretty telling. At least how he feels about it.
And someone tweeted at me, where is it? Always funny when a pro gets so mad at losing to bad calls. And it's like, he's probably lost millions of dollars to bad calls in his life. This is clearly a different scenario. Like, this is not, like, we've seen him on stream. Like, he'll do a little grin and he'll slide $100,000 to his opponent who made a bad call or, you know, just like whatever. He's never reacted this way. I don't think, you know, he's been basically streaming, you know, Live at the Bike or Hustler or whatever for the better part of the last decade. And this is the first time he's ever come close to anything like this. It's odd.
It broke him.
Yeah.
It broke him. That's the easiest, the simplest explanation is oftentimes the right one. He just fucking broke him. God bless Doc Brown.
It's crazy. Is that all of it? Like, I don't even know. Is there anything we're missing?
I don't know. It's just been like a kind of a crazy.
Giving it back is so strange.
12 hours.
Giving it back is so strange.
Yeah. What's her name? Robbie?
Yeah. She follows Kraken Aces on Twitter, as should you. Download, link, and subscribe. Rate, subscribe.
I mean, did you say how she, like, her tweet about holy shit, just a side note, I looked on her Twitter, I don't know, 12 hours ago, and she had 1500 followers and now she has 8000.
Yeah.
She said, Garrett blocked me, guilty as charged. What an honest man. He cornered me and threatened me. If he has the audacity to give me the death stare on camera, picture what it's like off camera. I was pulled out of the game and forced to speak to him in a dark hallway. Full details to come.
A little dramatic. That's a little dramatic.
I don't know.
A little dramatic.
Imagine being pulled into a dark hallway with a robot.
Just flush water on him and run away.
T90X in there staring you in the face.
Negranu said after watching the video, I think she was just deep into a move, got flustered and called. I don't think her reaction during or post leans towards anything nefarious. Disagree with that, but
I 100% agree with him.
It's just her reaction doesn't add up. That's the thing.
She was trying to remain calm, cool, and collected in one of the guides. And hey, I'm a poker pro too. That's what she was trying to do.
I think that is a big piece that we haven't talked about enough. I really do think that's true.
Here's the weird thing is like her reaction, like these very strange, inconsistent reactions after the hand. I don't think that they were because she was like trying to scramble for a reason to prove that she wasn't cheating, because nobody had really brought up the fact that that's what they had thought yet.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's why it's weird. That's why it's weird. And I don't really know how to, interpret that, whether she was just like in like just trying to cover for the fact that she was cheating, or she, it's like kind of like what Smitty's saying, where she was just like didn't know how to react and like was getting all this like kind of frantic attention and people were kind of losing their minds, but she wasn't sure why, and so she just like kept saying things to say them. I have no idea. I could probably spend another like 2 hours like talking myself in circles.
That's what I'm saying. Every time we go one way, it just pulls you back the other way. And it's like, why does she do this? Why did he say that? Why did it? I don't know if I hope more comes out or if it.
I gotta say, like, The tweet before, you already read this, but like I read the man and make a hero call after he shoves on a turned brick card. Get over it. I'll say it again, like I said it before. I'm not playing nice in the sandbox anymore. I mean, well,
that's the most guilty shit I've ever read. Yeah,
what is that? You're either an idiot. You're either an idiot or you're just a fucking stone cold cheater. Like, yeah. there's no other way to make that look good. Like,
it doesn't make any sense, man.
Yeah. I probably trend a little bit more towards her being an idiot than cheating, but I don't fucking know.
The Max Silver meme that he made where it's the guy who has to decide which button to press, and like the two buttons, the left is my student is cheating, the right is my coaching is awful, and then it's like the guy sweating with the napkin, it's Firas Jaka because apparently he's her coach.
I mean
poor
we
Firas,
need him honestly, here we need him here now
honestly poor him? Firas, like after this happened, and even like she's at the table, then she leaves for however long, and his patch is on her water bottle, and that's all they're focusing on. Like, every like 10 seconds, you just see the Jocko patch. I'm like, oh.
We need
Firas has never wanted Jocko right here. Publicity less than he wants it right now.
Like, oh, man. Or have him send over another free tutorial so I can win another ring that night.
Yes, one or the other. Yeah. Either she cheated... and you're complacent with it, or we get more free coaching.
Side note, I don't know if you guys watched the night before. Phil Ivey looks miserable there.
He does. I don't think he likes playing poker.
Phil does not look like he's having a good time in LA.
He was like that last time too when they had him on. He doesn't. It's not like the old. I think what happened is like those old days, those games were so fun with Gus and Durr, and everybody was so rich, and now everybody just plays, you know.
Yeah, but I also don't. I mean, it's not like he was bubbly. Like he was.
He was when they were playing props and stuff. He was fun.
You know what?
Because they were friends. A lot of them were friends. So like, yeah, they were. You're right. They were doing like props and. I guess it just needs to be like more action for him, not like,
you know what ruined poker. You know what ruined poker for Phil Ivey? It was sitting next to Ben Mintz and watching him fold for 3 hours while having to hear about Cajun cooking.
Yeah, while having to hear about AM Baton Rouge radio for 3 hours.
That's what ruined Phil Ivey's love for the game.
I mean, that can a weaker man would have just died on the spot there.
Oh, so we don't talk about that enough. Ben Mintz, 2 hours live stream, didn't play a single fucking hand next to Phil Ivey.
I mean, kind of a smart
move. I guess.
He opened ace queen and folded to he opened 2x and he folded to a 5.53 bet. That was the one hand he played.
What did I have?
I don't know. It was 100 big blinds deep.
Good fold.
Grateful.
Safe and great.
God bless Ben Mintz.
All right.
Hopeful Louisiana by Labatru poker player of the year.
This is going under the radar on the last episode. He said he hopes showing up to this Southern Poker Award show will give him a better chance of winning when two of the people that are nominated for the same award are dead.
Like Ben Mintz, like people have accepted Oscars remotely. Like, do you think
he stayed for a week? He stayed
he's
for a week.
He's a company man, all right? Leave him alone. He's helping Brianna Chicken Fry tomorrow.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I gotta take off.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you, boys.
Hopefully more comes out and we do this again soon because.
Yeah. I mean, I my brain's kind of just in a pretzel. Like, I actually don't feel like I can do much today. It's like all I could think about. I don't know why. Normally, I don't care about this stuff, but I it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's way more fun than Possel, who is just like obviously cheating.
Right.
This is just more fun because you can just come up with scenarios not all day. Like we could do another 3 hours going in circles. And I look forward to doing that on Tuesday.
Yeah, oh, for sure. We got a whole weekend to come up with new ideas. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna be in a completely different place by then.
I think number one in the clubhouse right now is time travel.
I wish, honestly.
Who says no? Like, we don't know enough to completely rule that out.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
She kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody knows her backstory. She's wearing weird rings. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, those rings and those glasses could be futuristic. We don't know what exists.
If I disappear and this is the last you ever hear from me, this is why, because we figured it out.
We cracked the case.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
That's the episode. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks. Wait, in what? Oh, tournaments?
You said you're running a race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What are you running?
Half marathon.
Oh, really? Yeah. Which one? Brooklyn?
No, it's just in Jersey City.
Oh, should we come cheer you on?
If you want, or I'm getting brunch after. If you want to come, you can.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.